Hi, Adam Beverly here. Welcome to my podcast series called Making the Cut. I hope to give you a glimpse of my songwriting and recording process and what it takes for me to record and release an album. All right, welcome back to the studio. In my last episode, I talked about title tracks and singles and how I choose those and how one song makes the cut and one song doesn't and so on. But as it turns out, there's always a song on my albums that makes the cut that in a way shouldn't have made the cut, that it makes it on there, and then when I hear the album afterwards, and when other people hear the album afterwards, they think, that song kind of sticks out a little bit. And that's where we get into the title of this episode called The Lonely Last Song. As I talked about in my last episode, the title track of an album optimally, at least on my albums, should encompass all of the other songs. They should be able to fit under the umbrella of that song in many ways. But it seems that I have a pattern developing that the last song of my albums kind of stick out from the others, both musically and maybe also lyrically. And Take Forever, my latest album, which came out in June of 19, is no different. But to make that one make more sense, we're going to go back a little bit to 2016, actually 2017, when the deluxe version of Radios and Navigation came out. The last song on that album is called Runway. Take a listen to the beginning of Runway.
Well, it's a long taxi ride through all the crazy lights. She feels so alive, ready for this flight.
When we listen to that song now, it kind of makes sense. It doesn't sound that different. But if we hear it in context to, for example, Taking on the World, which in my opinion is one of the bigger songs, the defining songs of Radios and Navigation, you can immediately hear the production, the sound, the way I play, the way I sing is very different. Take a listen to the beginning of Taking on the World.
Taking on the world, so it seems today. And if it's got the will to stand, it's standing in my way.
Lyrically, Runway totally fits on Radios and Navigation. Radios and Navigation, the album as a whole, is very aviation-based, and Runway, unless of course I'm talking about supermodeling, which I'm definitely not talking about in that song, is very aviation-oriented. But musically, Runway pushes the framework of the album to a totally different spot, and therefore it kind of separates itself from the whole rest of the album, which is probably why it came out on the deluxe version and not the original version of the album. But for some reason, there was something in the song that made it make the cut, to use the podcast title again, onto the album. Let's take a listen to the chorus of Runway, because the chorus is extremely different from anything on Radios and Navigation.
She's lighting up, pulling back everyone out of her way. She's shooting out to the black from her.
The production, the way I sing, the way like Masson sings, it's full of delay, it's full of this dreamy sound. Whereas if we go back to Taking on the World, the chorus in Taking on the World is as dry and as fragile and as exposed as it can be.
I ain't trying to get by. I ain't trying to get high. I'm just trying to find my way. And I'm taking on the world.
And that's the sound of Radios and Navigation. Radios and Navigation was based on the vocal harmonies of me and Heike Masson and Kasper Lund. And Taking on the World shows that. And Runway takes it to a totally different place, which in a way doesn't fit, but in a way it does. And I kind of see the last song maybe as a transition to the next project. I don't know. Speaking of the next project, let's take a listen to the last song on Take Forever, which is my new album, which just came out in June of 2019. The last song on Take Forever is called Almost Home, and it definitely, too, has a totally different sound than the rest of the album. Let's take a listen to the beginning of Almost Home.
things I do. Dig the rut.
In fact, maybe I'm starting to see a pattern here too. Maybe the last song of all my albums belong on the same album. The last song album, I don't know. But I can actually hear some similarities between Runway and Almost Home. Let's take a listen to another song from Take Forever that's called First One to Admit. Again, one of the defining songs of Take Forever, the album. Just like Taking on the World was a defining song for Radio's Navigation. Let's compare Almost Home to the beginning of First One to Admit. Sounds like this.
Let me be the first one to admit there must be more to it than this. Let me be the first one to admit there must be more to it than this. Let me be the first one to admit.
Wow, those two songs almost sound like they don't belong on the same album. Almost Home is dreamy and drawn out, and First One to Admit has Jacob Jensen, I had to think about how to say his name in English, Jacob Jensen in Danish. It has his slide guitar in there and all kinds of stuff, and it jumps right into the chorus and the main theme, whereas Almost Home is drawn out. Lyrically, Almost Home fits perfectly into the whole vibe of Take Forever, the idea of the album, but musically, it pushes the boundary of maybe even what the album can handle. Let's change gears a little bit and go over to the choruses of the song, and also the C-section or bridge, whatever you want to call it, of the songs. Let's start with the chorus of Almost Home.
I'm almost home, I'm nearly there, making ground, cutting air. Watch me fly, it's the unknown, one more try, I'm almost home.
Reikemessen, Reikemessen, thank you so much for singing on all my music. You sound wonderful. Anyways, Almost Home changes the direction of Take Forever at the last minute. Eight songs that totally fit together, and then poof, there comes Almost Home. And it's the same thing that happened on Radio's Navigation, where I had nine songs, and then an acoustic version of Radio's Navigation, the title track, and then on the deluxe version of the album comes Runway, where the direction changes again. Something that should be noted here is that the last song, Runway, and Almost Home are also the last songs that I wrote and record for the album. It's almost like I changed my whole picture of the album changes at the very end. I start moving on, or I start letting go, or something. And actually, Almost Home and Runway, they kind of sound a little similar. I don't know, maybe I ripped myself off there. I don't know. But something is going on, there's a pattern developing, and maybe I should think about what that pattern is. Let's check out the C-section, or bridge, whatever you want to call it, for Almost Home. As I sit here in my studio drinking coffee, listening to that song play, I can almost get the feeling of being on Iceland air and feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get to the U.S. This takes forever. And then the whole feeling of almost being home, and then the confusion of maybe almost being home no matter which direction I fly. And there I should stop, otherwise I'll start telling you too much about that song. So I hope you enjoyed the look of my lonely last songs. I guess that's just the way I make an album. I do a full album, and then I tag one more on the end. It's kind of like driving 80 when you're only allowed to drive 70, or having two beers when you thought you're only going to have one, or having six guitars, but, well, I guess there's always an excuse for having six guitars, or whatever. Anyways, hope you enjoyed episode number 3 in the Making the Cut series. I'm actually really enjoying these. So hope to see you next week, or hear you next week, or see your hit on my webpage next week, so you can check out episode number 4. Thanks for listening. Take care out there.